Hi, hello, good evening. Hi, good evening. My name is Rick. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes so I could conduct the survey?
I'll give you a minute. Ain't no couple. I'll give you a minute.
Sir, do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Okay. And, sir, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No. I'm black.
Okay. Okay. And, what is your race, sir? Select all that apply right here. What is it, black, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received, sir?
I got a high school diploma, and I went to a proper trade school.
Okay. And, sir, are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered yet?
Yes, I'm registered.
Okay. And as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local office in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. And thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, sir, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
All right. Right. And below is a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Property taxes, housing, legalizing marijuana, jobs and economy, transportation, criminal justice reform, crime violence, racial inequity, city budget and spending, healthcare, access to abortion, education. Which three of these are most important to you, sir?
Housing? Yes.
Okay. One more, sir? Transportation. Okay, not a problem. Legalizing marijuana, property taxes, jobs, economy, transportation,
property
criminal
taxes.
Justice. Okay.
Property taxes.
Got it. And, sir, now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale of from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so, okay? The Fraternal Order of Police.
5. 5,
okay. And Luis Gil?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Never heard of him. Okay, and how about Adrian Hood?
Never heard of him.
Okay, and the Columbus City Council?
Know very little about him.
Okay, what about Shayla Favor?
I think I've heard the name before, but I'm not sure.
Okay. What about Megan Kilgore?
Same. Not sure, but...
Okay. What about Lourdes Barroso de Padilla?
Same.
Nancy Day Archer?
No.
Okay. Emmanuel Remy?
No.
Never heard of him, or you're very cold and unfavorable?
Never heard of him.
Okay.
Well, I barely saw him get out of my house. Matter of fact, I've been in the house, I don't know, 4 or 5 days.
Okay. And sometimes that's good, sir. what about Farhan JT?
Who?
Farhan Jetty?
Never heard of him.
Bob Dorrance?
Don't know.
What about Nick Bankston?
Don't know.
Shannon Harden?
I've heard of him. That's about it.
Okay. All right. And in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view? And even if neither is exactly right. I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. I would rather elect new people to city council so that council can go in a new direction.
The first one you said.
Okay, sir. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
I told you already I didn't know those names. So why would you ask me again? Does that make any sense?
Actually, no, sir, but it's on the list right here. I have to ask you. Okay? Now, if
Thank you. Bye-bye.